This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today we'll be visiting with a member of the Highland FFA chapter. Alicia Kloss is an officer for the chapter, and she's going to tell us about an FFA member auction the group has planned for March 2nd at the high school.
My name is Alicia Kloss, and I am the Highland FFA president. This is my fourth year in FFA, and I have two record books, one of which is on ag services and the other one is on turf management. So we're just looking to, I plan to continue my future in FFA after I graduate, so we'll see where that goes.
Well, sounds great. Always good to continue in an organization that you like so much. How are things going for the FFA chapter this year? Have you guys competed in many contests or had any events?
We have. So this coming Friday tonight, actually, we are doing we're going to Edwardsville for a section lock-in. But before that, we had a couple of competitions that we did fairly well at, one of which was meats dredging. And then we have our auction, which is March 2nd. And then after that, we have our banquet coming up, and that will end our year for this year.
Well, sounds like you've had a busy year so far, and I want to talk to you a little more about the auction coming up. You said that's on March 2nd, so give us some of the details. What are you auctioning, and what time does it start, and that sort of thing?
Right, so again, it is March 2nd, which is a Thursday, and it is at the Highland High School in the kennel area, and it starts at 6 p.m., and we have a free chili dinner that starts at 6:30. And what we really do is we auction off our FFA members to, it's kind of like a fundraiser. It's our biggest fundraiser for the year, which goes to help for transportation fees, to the competitions we go to a lot. It's our main money maker for our banquet. So really what we do is we auction off our members for 4 hours of work, and our bidders come and bid on them, and yeah, that's really what we do.
So I think this is a great time of year because the grass is going to start growing pretty soon. We're going to want to be cleaning up outside. So is that some of the work that FFA members have done in the past?
Yes, the range of work can do anything, farm work, housework, anything you need them to do.
Well, sounds good. So what time does the auction get started? And kind of tell us a little bit more about the bidding process. Is it like a typical auction where you just raise your hand and say, I want to buy this person? Or how is it priced and that sort of thing?
Okay, so our doors open at 6 p.m. and the chili dinner starts at 6:30. And through dinner, we have you can sign up for bidding cards. And then you go into the kennel, and a student will step up onto, it's like a platform, and then if you want to bid on them, you keep raising your card, and it's on an hourly basis. So at the end, you pay on the hour.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good idea, a great way to raise some money, and I know a great way to offer some help around the community. I think you're also having a food drive at the dinner auction as well.
We are. So a little tradition we always do every year is we have people bring in canned food or non-perishable items for the Highland Food Pantry. And then after the auction, we kind of continue it throughout school. And then once we have enough, we take it to the Highland Food Pantry.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a great event. And Alicia, before we wrap up, just remind us again, I know you've already told us, but date, time, and where people need to go to participate in the auction.
Okay, our Highland FFA auction is March 2nd, which is a Thursday, and it is in the Highland High School Commons, and it starts at 6 p.m., and dinner starts at 6:30.
Alicia Kloss, Highland FFA chapter president, and their chapter isn't the only group with things going on. I have several other community events to tell you about this afternoon. Starting with the Hillsboro FFA Alumni's annual dinner dance is scheduled for Saturday, February 25th at the KC Hall in Hillsboro. Doors open at 5, dinner will be served at 6, and for tickets you can call the Hillsboro High School. The Gillespie FFA Alumni Group will have a pancake and sausage or biscuits and gravy breakfast on Saturday, February 25th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. The breakfast will be held at Gillespie High School, and the proceeds will go towards a scholarship fund for Gillespie High School FFA students. The Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have an annual dinner dance on Saturday, March 4th at the Witt Lions Building. The dinner dance begins at 6, and for more information, you can call 217-273-4768. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a Veterinary Feed Directive Seminar on Friday, March 3rd. The meeting will be held at the Farm Bureau Building in Carlinville. And to RSVP for that meeting, you can call 217-854-2571. And last but not least of these community events, the HSHS St. Francis Hospital Foundation is hosting a farm family event on Thursday, March 2nd at Lincoln Land Community College in Litchfield. Health screenings will be available from 7 to 9 a.m. Breakfast starts at 8 a.m. The keynote speaker will be Bob Farmer, and he gets started at 8:30, and he will be followed by a market panel discussion at 10 a.m. They do ask that you RSVP for the health screenings and breakfast, and you can do that by calling Megan Bertolino at 217-324-8206, and they ask that you RSVP by Monday, February 27th. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.